17 people sit around a table practicing sounds of the Tlingit language. They're watching a YouTube video made by Hune, or Lance Twitchell. He teaches Tlingit at University of Alaska Southeast and is a vocal proponent of language revitalization. But Twitchell's voice over the speakers is the only trace of a Tlingit language teacher in the room. The group was formed last spring, a result of a brainstorming session on how to bring Tlingit language and culture to the community in an accessible way. One of its founders, Richard Radford, has been studying Tlingit for 2.5 years.
We're all learners, and so it is kind of like a class of students getting to sort of call the shots.
Which means the group can go in many different directions.
Anybody can share pretty much anything. We learned how to introduce ourselves in Persian a little while ago from someone coming in. We're really open to that. Multiculturalism is really a big part of this.
Radford says the group relies heavily on books, dictionaries, YouTube videos, and handouts made by more experienced Tlingit speakers.
There's elders and linguists and artists and culture bearers and professors and other language learners and all sorts of people from all over the place who provide us with so much. We're just standing on the shoulders of giants.
The group is made up of regulars and others who drop in because they're curious. At age 56, Nancy Keene has made it a goal to learn Tlingit. Her grandfather was fluent, but her mother never spoke a word. Keene's been drumming and singing clan songs for Southeast dance groups for 5 years, and that spurred her interest.
You have to want to know what you're singing about, and you have to want to know that you should pronounce this stuff correctly, because the language is just so subtle in nature that it's really easy to say something wrong when you don't mean to.
Tlingit is a tonal language. Similar-sounding words that mean drastically different things are distinguished by an inflection of the voice. The group practices these similar-sounding words.
Each
means reef, while
each
describes something compact and heavy. Keene says she can't put full sentences together yet, so she's working hard on memorizing sounds and pronunciations. She appreciates the group's passion for making the Tlingit language so available.
There was a lot of talk about building language nests, and now it's starting to actually come to light that they're making it available to people. And so that's how we're going to make sure we can continue and nurture this language.
The end of the hour comes quickly.
So if anybody wants to stick around and do some extra stuff for another, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, there's some stuff that we can do that's kind of more interactive.
David Shakely is running an exercise called Total Physical Response, or TPR.
Instead of just listening to the words and saying them back, you actually have to act them out with your body. And then so it makes connections between your muscles and muscle memory with what you hear and then also with what you say. First thing, gidahan.
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 Stand up.
Gidahan.
Gnu.
Gnu.
Gidahan.
Gidahan.
Shakely's family on his father's side is all Tlingit. Many of them spoke the language and helped spread it. Now, Shakely sees it as his responsibility. Like Keene and Shakely, many in the group are Alaska Native. Radford is not one of them.
I'm definitely European descended. There's the term tleka that gets used sometimes.
But as someone living in Alaska, he feels a responsibility to learn the local language.
We live in a very multicultural state. And sometimes people lose sight of that, myself included. I mean, we live in Tlingit Ani, and I think that we should be learning the language of this place.
Outside of the learners group and class, Radford says he speaks Tlingit.
Mostly to my cats, Achdushi. My cats, I talk to them a lot. I've branched out to humans, too.
Most of the time, he speaks to other learners.
When we see each other in public, you know, it's pretty much required. We do things online. There's a lot of things on social media. Not as many public events. Like, we'd like to do this, ideally, every night of the week in town. You know, have this keep going. This is just a Monday.
Gnu.
Gnu.
Gnashchish. Gnashchish.
After the exercise, the group session ends, but the conversation carries on. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.